joining me in KRDO's Afternoon News studio, some very, very special people. But the guy that I think we're celebrating today is Mr. Dwayne Crocker Jr. Yeah?
Yes, sir. Yes,
the man
sir.
Who has two kinds of coolest in his family. That's why he's Junior. I didn't forget that from our last interview.
Yeah.
He said, don't cross me up with my dad. He's a different kind of cool than I am.
He's a different type of cool. Yeah, yeah. We have the same name, but just two different types of cool.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And your pastor is here.
Absolutely.
Mr. Calvin. And Calvin, you got to give me your whole name. I don't know if we've ever actually done that.
It's Calvin Johnson, not Megatron. I just wanted to let everybody know.
So. Tell me you don't have some hall monitor in you. And that you're not 7 feet tall.
That's correct.
You guys are coming to us from the Emmanuel Baptist Mission Church. Have I got that right?
Yes. It's actually Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church.
Missionary Baptist Church. And you're not too far from the station, which I think is a wonderful thing. We got to spend a little time with you last week.
Yes, sir.
You shared with us at 7 o'clock this past Sunday night. It was going to be a big night, and by goodness, it was.
Yeah.
So, Calvin, I'm going to let you brag on your worship minister here.
Well, Dwayne is a phenomenal person. You know, he's just not an incredible singer. He is a phenomenal young man. I've watched him grow, and he is just flourished as we've gotten to know each other. He's come from Florida to Colorado Springs, adjusted to the weather great, and has just been an amazing, not only talent, but person and leader and gift in the ministry. And we're just excited for him. He stepped into this opportunity. We talked about it, and he was ready to go. He had a little bit of intrepidation at first, how it would fit in with church and, and him singing on American Idol. And I convinced him that, you know, this is what church is about. This is what Jesus was about. The kingdom is reaching people, inspiring them, so at least that they can have an awareness that, number one, church is not boring, and that there's opportunities to do things, to be a part of the kingdom, although it's in the world, and he's here being a phenomenal talent and using that gift so he can touch many, many lives, and they'll be able to enjoy the blessing of his vocals and who he is as a person, just like we do at Emmanuel.
Calvin, I have to tell you that my few minutes spent with Dwayne last week was a real treat. It was very uplifting, very inspirational. I can see why he's got such a strong influence on the church, let alone how well I think he will inspire others and lift others up. The way that you shared, Dwayne, with that favorite genre of music of yours, which includes gospel and soul.
Yes, sir.
And when you blend those two things together, you get Dwayne Crocker Jr. and American Idol. You were invited. They found you.
Yep, yep.
That's something really, really special.
And
that does not happen very often.
I'm honored. I'm so humbled and blessed for that. But that just goes to show when you post videos online and, man, you're pursuing your dream or whatnot, that stuff does not go unseen and unheard. You never know who's watching. So for anybody who's listening that has a dream of singing or whatever it may be, acting, dancing, continue to post videos and put yourself out there online so that, you know, someone can find you and discover you one day, because you never know what type of opportunities can come from it.
Yeah. And there you are. Talk about a little bit about that journey of yours from Pensacola to the Springs and now to Hollywood.
Well, man, let me say, moving from Pensacola to Colorado Springs, it wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be, because I left all of my family behind. And so I had nephews and nieces growing up. I missed birthday parties, and man, it kind of hurts my heart. But to think about, you know, the dream that I have and the place I want to one day take my family, man, this has been the greatest move of my life. And having a church that surrounds me, continues to pray for me, my pastor right here that continues to lead, and man, when I say his leadership is incredible, it just helps me keep a great head on my shoulders, because the last thing that you want to do is go to Hollywood and not be grounded, because there's so much there and there's so much out there. But to have this opportunity and know that I'm grounded in my faith, and I don't think I will get lost. I believe that I'll continue to follow Jesus, and I'll continue to remember who I am, because I have great leadership. And man, let me say, it's been incredible living here. The mountains are beautiful. The hikes are amazing. The elevation, man, when I sing here, it is nothing compared to going somewhere else and singing, man. It's just effortless, you know, and so I've enjoyed every second of it.
I was very fortunate, my wife and I, to be watching together this past Sunday night at 7 o'clock on ABC, and we're watching American Idol. I said, you got to see you got to see Dwayne. You have to. So I got some some salt on that lightning bug's tail, and she settled down a little bit.
Wow.
Tell us, tell about that moment. That, you know, if you market for a living, if you're trying to win hearts and souls for a living, there's only one answer that's acceptable, and it's your favorite answer. It's the word yes.
Yeah.
Tell me what that moment was like when you got the yes answer from that panel of those three people.
Man, that yes was amazing. I was a little nervous, a lot nervous, walking into there, into the room, the audition room, and just to see the judges, man, they were all beautiful people, and there were so many lights and cameras. I tell everybody, I just felt like I was living in a YouTube video because I had been watching the show, and you know all of the auditions are all over the world every season. So just being in that room, man, I was nervous, and I could barely speak. You know, my words were shaking, but I did what I went there to do, and when I say it was amazing, receiving that yes was amazing. But let me tell you something about a no. If I had received a no, man, because sometimes no's are great as well because it gives you the chance to go and work on what you need to work on. But I was definitely fortunate to receive that yes, man. It changed my life forever.
So, well, a no can be a very strong motivator too.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be something that somebody wants us to hear sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what, Dwayne, you got the right answer. We are proud of our Colorado Springs guy making it big.
Yes, sir.
You got a lot of people around here that love you. You get to Hollywood, they're not going to let you get lost. If you forget a phone call to home, somebody's going to come get you.
Let's speak about my grandmother, my great grandmother who was on the show, man. She's going to keep me straight. She's going there with me.
She was a treat. I'll tell you what. I hope you guys bring her with you when you come.
She's going to be with me. So, man, let me tell you about her. She's amazing. And making her dream come true, man, that was so amazing to see that smile on her face. She had always wanted to meet Lionel Richie. She had went to events back in the day in her age, you know, where they would go to those events in California because she used to live in California, but she had never met him. And so for her to meet him, her life has changed. She's told all her friends, they're all jealous and happy for her at the same time. And it was amazing. So, yeah.
Calvin Johnson, pastor of Emmanuel.
Yes.
Mission.
Missionary Baptist Church.
Thank you. Emmanuel Missionary Baptist Church. Dwayne Crocker Jr., you are the worship leader, and now you're on your way to Hollywood. We cannot wait to see what happens next, and we hope you'll be back again really soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Dad.